I would say that, yes, obviously the internet and computers play a huge part in our future. But I would hope that some people are starting to question whether the fact that these devices are in our future means that we have to discard everything in our past. This is not the way that history tends to work. I mean, the moment that the camera was invented, all of the painters in the world didn't immediately burn their easels and brushes. And there are still paintings. Yes, movies of certain, photography have certainly superseded paintings to a certain degree in terms of public attention. But those art forms are still there and are still wonderful. There's no need to throw them upon a scrap heap. And I would say that our supposed technological progress is not always progress. Sometimes it's just change. It's something that is different. It's not necessarily progressing us. I think that we're reaching a point where we're going to have to question the forward technological impetus of our society, and where things like books, which I once heard described as being a bit like a shark, in that the shark has not evolved in millions of years because, well, it didn't need to. It was pretty much perfect as it was. I suspect that the same is true of the book. And despite the wide availability of iPads and various e-books, I think that the physical thing that you can hold in your hands, that you can sort of use easily at a moment's notice anywhere, I think that that will continue to survive. And as long as there are books, there will be libraries. And in fact, I think that in some ways we're reaching a point in our culture where we are having to reevaluate the way that our culture is going. This is economically, it's culturally, it's socially. All of these things are tending to reach a point of breakdown, a point where we're going to have to reconsider and perhaps cast an eye over some of the wonderful things that our culture has produced, which we have tended to ignore because there was something brighter and more dazzling and with more bells and whistles that had got more novelty value. So I'm hoping for a return to old school values.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Alan.
You're very, very welcome.